Doctor.com.
A couple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
We are your prescription for change. What's going on with your health? We want to talk about it. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, we want to help. And right now, we're going to go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Asa. Delighted to speak with you, sir.
Likewise. How can I help, my man?
I'm actually calling on behalf of my wife. She was diagnosed about 5 years ago that she has the Huntington's disease.
Mm, okay.
And doctors, they don't. I mean, there's nothing for it. That's, you know, it's basically what they tell us is there's no treatment and there's no cure. You know, it just does its thing and that's it. And we was actually seeing a doctor at UAB Birmingham. And I think funds may have dried up for that clinic and it went away. She's been through a couple of studies with them, which, I don't think there was anything positive that came out of, anything that they was doing. This thing runs on her, it comes in on her mother's side, her mother, I think there was 13 of those siblings and, 9 of them passed away from Huntington. She's lost a brother. She's lost an older brother to Huntington. She's not really well. I guess she's probably handling it better than I do. We have a 19-year-old son, and this thing is passed on to your offspring at a 50% chance. You know, so. I found your program about 2 months ago, and I really enjoy your program, and thought, well, you know, all we've heard so far is no, you know, and so I thought, you know, I would give you a call and see if there was anything that I hadn't heard, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Huntington's is, I mean, it's without a shout, without a doubt, one of the most challenging disease processes out there. And it is. It's got doctors baffled left and right, and there's a lot of research going on. And I don't know if you know about the Huntington's Disease Society. I think the website is hdsa.org.
Yes, sir.
But it's a great organization, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're familiar. It's a great, great organization there. Now, have they talked to you about, you know, dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters, and they found that there's links to that. Have they talked about any of the dopamine blockers like the haloperidol or the mantadine or any of those medications to try to control some of the extra movements and whatnot, try to slow things down? Have they talked to you about that?
No, sir. Like I say, this clinic that we was going to, it went away about... I don't know, somewhere 18 months, 2 years ago, and we hadn't spoke with anybody, you know, a doctor, anybody about this since then. So,
okay, well, talk to someone. I mean, if you can get maybe with a different physician and or a team of physicians that you can find, I would mention that to them, because some of the standard treatment, even though there is no technical treatment, they found that the dopamine blockers, which, again, I'll mention this to you, the haloperidol and the mantadine, they have seen some success with. All right? So that's something to bring up. Because a lot of docs really don't know a lot about Huntington's, or they probably have maybe treated one case in their history. You know, it's just one of those things that they just, unless you're at a larger hospital, teaching facilities and whatnot, you just don't see a lot of it. And especially for longer term treatment and care. But I'll tell you, from the natural side of things, there's a lot that can be done just to support the body. And you know, obviously, a great diet is going to be helpful. One that gives her equal amounts of good lean quality protein so her body can regenerate and make good new healthy cells as best that it can. And the healthy fats, because you're dealing with a neurological condition that degenerates within the nervous system and the brain. So supporting, giving the body any nutrients that you don't normally get in your diet to help or to eat foods that are very neuro-brain protective, like the omega-3 fatty acids, all of those kind of foods are going to be very helpful in supporting the body. So there's nothing wrong with looking into some of that at all. And I think any neurologist, I think any physician would agree with me on that. So those, but one of the best things you can do is lifestyle. And giving her the best lifestyle or helping her make the best lifestyle choices, it's going to be your best weapon, because if you're putting, even though there's such a strong genetic link, it's kind of like the light switch has been turned on and the spiral begins. But if you can do anything daily to support the body and supporting healthy cellular tissue being formed and support the body all the way around, that's going to be your best bet. And just making wise choices. It's not about finding the silver bullet that's going to stop it, because I just don't think that information exists. I do think we have to go with what we have right now. And so making better choices that's going to support the body, build healthy tissue, support the immune system, support the nervous system. And then, of course, looking with your physician to some of these dopamine blockers that I'm talking to you about, haloperidol, amantadine, those sorts of medications can be beneficial. And you may find a physician that has experience with that and that can guide you in that direction and give you some really good information. I think that's a good way to go, and I want to encourage you to look into that. But I just know we're here. We're here to help you any way we can, to give you information. And I just really want the best for your wife, because I know it's a challenge, and I want to encourage you to, which you sound like you're doing okay and mentally strong, but in the middle of it all, and I know you're her biggest cheerleader, and you're going to be strong for her, and you know, but then you've got your moments where it's tough, and you're by yourself, and it's just you and God, and you're like, well, it's tough to understand sometimes, no matter how strong your faith is. And being strong for her is great, but take care of yourself in the middle of all this too, because she needs you to be healthy. And you eating well with her, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, and you taking the right kind of healthy changes and transitions for your own life, is going to show her a lot of benefit. So not only will it help your own health and help you be healthy for her, which is important, but it's going to be a great legacy that you can leave, an example that you can leave for everyone around you. Because even though you don't have Huntington's, you're living and love someone that does. And you have a healthy body that you have a responsibility to take care of too. And when someone else that we love is going through something, we tend to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of being a caretaker for them, to find out anything and everything we can do to help them. And just know that your own health is just as important as hers for all of those around you, family members, kids, grandkids, whomever. Everybody's watching. And in the middle of what you're going through, you both can come out as champions and as leaders through this process. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements you use to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again. And with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Good
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Email came in, Carol from Beaumont, Texas. She writes, my husband is 45, and he suffers with sleep apnea. He's currently on the CPAP machine. Now I can't sleep. I don't mean to laugh, but I hear that story all the time. Is there anything else he can do to correct the sleep apnea and get off this machine? I know. It'll drive you crazy. However, it's helping him sleep, and it's helping his health. So with sleep apnea, a couple things. Now, weight issue and obesity is always been an indicator and a factor. But there are plenty of people that are thin that have issues with sleep apnea. But another issue to look into, and something that might be something to ask his doctor, is to look at the potential of anemia. And it can be B12 or iron. For the most part, there's a couple of tests that can be run. MMA, which is methylmalonic acid for B12, and also intrinsic factor. They can also look at the TIBC, which is the total iron binding capacity for iron and ferritin levels. So sometimes when you get low iron levels or low B12 and you get a lack of oxygen, that can cause some issues with sleep apnea. So several things to look into that might be pretty good indicators of what's going on with him. And you might want to just check that out and see what the docs say, but I think you might find some results in the middle of that that might be a blessing to you so you can get better sleep. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Llewellyn. Hi, Llewellyn.
Hello.
How can I help, darling? I'm living well.
I'm glad. You sound very nice. my husband, Zincote, has high calcium levels. What's causing that? Any ideas?
Now, say that again. Your husband has high calcium?
He's been told he has high calcium, and but then they told us after the second test that it wasn't that high and not to worry about it, but it's already got us kind of concerned.
Well,
what can
did
cause
he,
high calcium?
Did he tell you? Okay, hold on a minute. So they told you that he had high calcium levels.
Yes, but then the second blood test, it was high, but they said it wasn't so high to be worried about it. But we were already worried once they
got one of the big issues, first of all, let me just tell you, when a doctor does a blood test and they see high calcium, it's not normal because our body has a buffering system in it that's pretty amazing. And it keeps count because we get calcium in a lot of our foods. I mean, the whole low calcium thing is really not that prevalent. It's more low vitamin D than it is calcium. When we hear about that, take your calcium supplements and all. So calcium is pretty much regulated by the body. It's pretty amazing in how it does that naturally. But when it does get elevated in a blood test, doctors start freaking out about what's called hyperparathyroidism. Now, the parathyroid glands are what help regulate calcium levels, or one of the ways that calcium is regulated in the body. And when the hypercalcemia is what they call it, but when extra calcium is in the blood, it can cause, people think it's parathyroid disease, all right? And so that's why if you barely have elevated calcium, it kind of raises an eyebrow, but they'll do a double check, and they'll double check it, and then they'll check the PTH, they'll check some other blood test, and usually kind of rule it out, if you will. But the number two cause, when calcium levels are high, then there can be cancer, and that's of course an issue that every doctor in the world is worried about. So it's there's certain cancers that need to be worried about. There's things like multiple myeloma, lung cancer is another one. Let's see, there's kidney cancer and breast cancer, which is pretty advanced if your calcium levels are up, and squamous cell cancer of like the head and neck. And those are all indicators of hypercalcemia and having too much blood, which that's what that means. So anyway, that's why they were probably concerned about it. And metastasis from bone is an issue, and they just really get concerned about that. So, I don't know. Sarcoidosis, there's other issues. I mean, drugs can cause this issue. Paget's disease, there's a whole host of them. But anyway, the fact that they said it's normal, don't let it freak you out. Because if the docs, if they checked it, oh my gosh, it's high, then they double checked it, and oh, I guess it's okay, you got to go with what they tell you. Because they're the experts. And don't let any of that freak you out. If you want, go back in and get another blood test in about 8 weeks. They may have already told you to come back. But for your own peace of mind, you might want to go back in there and double check. And if it's barely elevated, a lot of times calcium can be elevated if we don't have enough vitamin D. And let's say your vitamin D or his vitamin D is really low, then, you know, it can cause calcium not to be absorbed in the body. It can cause it to be slightly elevated. So you might want to go back in and just have the doctor check vitamin D levels, see if the vitamin D is too low. And if it is, you can talk to your doctor about supplementing with vitamin D and see what they have to say about that and see what happens to the calcium levels after that. So it's just something to think about, to look into, if you will. But don't let it freak you out. The doc said it's okay. It probably is. 888-283-7272. If you haven't get in on Facebook and Twitter, social media, check it out. And stay in touch with me during the day. If you've got questions about your health and you missed the radio show or any of the TV broadcasts, then you can always catch us there and hopefully get a fairly quick response. It just depends. Let's go to Mary now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to ask you about reverse T3 and reverse T4 as it relates to the thyroid. Okay. I have a free, I'm not sure because I don't have the form right in front of me, but my T3 was something like 1.1 or my T4 was 1.1, and it was just tested, and I just got that result. And I'm just wondering, I've been on levothyroxine. I was on about 50 milligrams of, unless it's micrograms, for about 6 weeks, and my TSH went from about 5.4 to about 3.0, which normalized, but I didn't feel any good at all, and I had diarrhea, and so I cut it, the pill, in half because they said I could. I mean, a nurse practitioner told me. And then I cut it down so low to 12 and a half micrograms or whatever it is, and then I didn't have the diarrhea anymore, but my problem is I feel horrible, meaning I'm exhausted, weight gain, and I haven't handled my thyroid thing.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll actually go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk about thyroid disease and what some of this means when we come back, the big issue today.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Mary. And Mary, you've been dealing with some issues with your thyroid, and no matter what you do, you feel like you just can't get it right. The symptoms are still there. Is that right? And you just don't feel like the TSH, which is one of the blood tests, has changed from around 5.0 down to 3.0. Is that right? But you still don't feel any better.
Right. It's up to 6.09 right now. But I'm wondering about the T3, the T4, and the reverse T3 and T4, because I might not be absorbing the levothyroxine, but I cut it down so much that I need to go back to the doctor, but he only wanted me to be on levothyroxine, and I didn't, and it gave me diarrhea, and so I just feel like I don't want to go back to him.
Mm. So the levothyroxine, have you tried Armour? Did you ever go that route? Did you talk to them about that?
Yeah, I asked him about it, and he said he didn't like it because it wasn't consistent. You weren't sure what you were getting, and this would be much better. So,
I would, first and foremost, I would talk to him, even if he's not comfortable with it, asking him if you could try it. Because I've seen, there's two schools of thought. You've got some docs that love it, you got some that don't like it, okay? Now, Armour used to be, they used to have a better formula. They took it off the market for about, 6 months, I think. Maybe longer. And they revamped it. And whatever they did to it, a lot of people are saying it's not as good as it used to be. But at least it's still out there. And at least, your body can use it and absorb it. And it does help people. I mean, because I've seen it. So it's something to look into for yourself, and it's something to check into and see maybe your body would work well with it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's one of those hit and miss type things. And there's nothing wrong with talking with your doctor and saying, hey, I would really like to try it, getting a blood test done, even if you have to come in another 8 weeks and get another blood test done for them to check all your levels, which might not be a bad idea anyway. But you'll know the way you're feeling. I mean, you'll know it real quickly, whether it's working or not. And he may have to play around with the milligrams or the micrograms, rather, and, you know, check into that. So, yeah, but your T3 and T4, with levothyroxine, I mean, the conversion from T4 to T3 sometimes can happen at a good rate. Sometimes it won't. And it just depending on your body and how things are going, that plays a big role. The reverse T3 is kind of a backup mechanism. And when the body's under stress, instead of converting the T4 to T3, which is, of course, the active part of the hormone, the way the body conserves energy, it makes reverse T3, which is an inactive form of the T3 hormone. And these T3, the reverse T3 test, is kind of controversial. Some docs don't really use it, and a lot of docs think that the body continues to manufacture the reverse T3 instead of the active T3, which is what we normally use. And this can cause symptoms of different health challenges. So that's something, too. Now, did they check your TPO antibodies? Do you know if they did or not?
If they checked my what?
It's called a TPO
no.
antibody.
No.
Thyroid peroxidase. They didn't check that.
Huh.
This is one of those tests that is really important, but a lot of docs don't check it. They just don't go down the rabbit trail. And I think that it's really important. So this is something else that when you're dealing with thyroid, again, when you're having weird symptoms and you just feel like the medication is not working, or you're taking the medication and you just feel worse or still feel tired and it's just not getting it.
Exactly.
It's always good to check the TPO, because TPO, the antibody test, but yeah, I mean, a lot of times that when it starts getting like that, if docs can't figure it out, some look at the TPO, some don't. I'm a big fan of looking at it, and I think there's nothing wrong with you asking your physician if that's something that you could do. So that's what I would do first and foremost. Now, have you done anything naturally as far as supporting thyroid function? Are you doing anything dietarily? Have you studied or looked up anything for that?
Well, I know that my iodine level could be low, and I went to some place to get the iodine flush test, but it was like 50,000 milligrams of iodine, and this other person said maybe that's not a good idea because that actually could create more problems than it solves. So I haven't gone on any iodine pills. I haven't, I don't know, I'm so tired. I can't exercise. I'm just so like, just barely getting through doing all the rest of the stuff that I have to do every day. So, no, I haven't really.
All right. Well, when you get the blood test done,
yeah,
look into the growth hormone too, human growth hormone, HGH, because here's why. The anterior pituitary gland is kind of the driver for the thyroid. And a lot of times if the thyroid gland is not working properly, it could be a result of the anterior pituitary. And that's always good to have that checked in blood as well. There's some natural things, iodine being one of them, that does support thyroid function. You got to be real careful with it. And I really don't suggest taking any even supplemental iodine that you could get at a health food store unless you're working with a doctor and he knows about it or she knows about it. I just don't. And you can't take the iodine and the medication, levothyroxine, at the same time. So, for example, most of the time you take the medication in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't want to take iodine at the same time. Take it in the afternoon would be the normal time. But again, you need to be under supervision for that. And that's kind of Broda Barnes, if you want to read about it. Broda Barnes was an endocrinologist and wrote just incredible research on iodine. It was back, I think, in the 50s or 60s. And just did incredible research how we need it and we don't have it in our normal food supply and how our bodies desperately crave it. And when you don't have it, it's why we have so much thyroid disease now in this country that we didn't have before. And so by using iodine, if your body needs it, it can really help support overall body function and help issues potentially with thyroid disease. So it really is a good thing. And there's other things too, like staying away from the cruciferous vegetables broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage family all the way around. They have components in it that will naturally slow down the thyroid. So it's going to be, you know, even though the vegetables are supposed to be good for you, they're kind of working against you because they're knocking down the thyroid a little bit more than they should. And coconut oil has some really good research on it as far as keeping the thyroid healthy. So the coconut oil itself has really good properties. It's stimulating thyroid function and keeping it healthy. And, of course, it's good for you, too, all the way around. The saturated, monounsaturated fats that are in there, and the saturated fats and the medium-chain triglycerides that it burns like in the body, so good. It's antifungal. It increases energy. I mean, coconut oil is one of those natural oils that's just, gosh, it's got so many health benefits. So even looking into that can be very, very helpful as you're, you know, kind of down this path of getting your thyroid function up so you can get your energy levels up and function at a higher level. Pay a lot of attention to your diet, though. That is a key with overall thyroid function. And, I mean, I don't know, do you watch your diet? You sound like you're probably into health just by everything that you know, but have you really been watching it lately?
No, not really. I mean, I try to eat, like, you know, decent proteins and grass-fed, but I'm still, now then sometimes, like, you know, I just do what I want to do. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother had a goiter. My mother didn't have thyroid issues, but I'm wondering if maybe that I've inherited anything or that is not inherited.
Well, here's the deal. In every health challenge has certain levels of percentages of what is more genetic and what is more lifestyle. But the general equation for the health of our body is that we get sick three different ways. One is from nutritional deficiencies. Two is from toxicity in the environment. And three is from our genetics. And so if you understand that those three elements are the drivers for how our body either thrives in itself or that it gets sick, then you can understand that, hey, there's a little bit of one or all three that are playing a role in why your thyroid's breaking down. And it's just really narrowing it down. I mean, can the fact that you had some family history play a role? Yes. Can your lifestyle play a role? Yes. Can your environmental factors for the last 10 years play a role? Toxins that could have built up in your system? Absolutely. So the root cause is out there, and we know it. The good news is there's a lot we can do about it, and that's really what we want to shoot for, is to make it a primary goal to do what we can to get the body to function at its peak level, you know, and just understanding our past, which can help us build a better future, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the biggest thing is I would get some blood tests done, get more information. The information's key. And once you get the information from your doctor, and you can start making better decisions about what to do. The other is eating. I mean, your eating plan and even exercise is so important. Even if you're so tired, you feel like you just can't lift your leg up, getting yourself to some form of exercise, whatever that is for you, the gym, treadmill, bike, outdoors, walking, whatever. It's getting your body to pushing yourself even when you're too tired and to just go that extra mile and setting a time where you exercise 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you change your eating habits. And you remember, it's very important to know that radical changes equal radical results. You know, you make little changes, you're going to get some results. But sometimes you got to get radical, and that's okay. And that means radically shifting the way that you think, radically shifting the way you eat, radically shifting the way you get rest. All of these sorts of items are so important. And, you know, my book, Empowering Your Health, which I would encourage you to look into, there's a lot of great lifestyle modification methods in there that can be very helpful to you. That, you know, everything from picking out certain foods that are healthy, that reduce inflammation in the body, to how the body works, to reading your own blood work, to exercising, to hormone systems within the body. I mean, really, I talk a lot about a lot in there, and it'll be a great guide and resource for you to look into. So keep me posted on how things go, but get the blood test done, go talk with your doctor, and don't take no for an answer. We'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's welcome home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Quote for the day comes from George Patton. It says, take calculated risk. That is quite different than being rash. Like it. If you have questions about your health, we want to talk about it. That's what we're here for. We want to help you with your health and with your life. Because you know what? Your health is your greatest wealth. It's the greatest gift that was ever given to you. And you know what? It was given to you for free. And all we have to do is to take care of it, to come up with better lifestyle choices that we can make every single day, to empower ourselves so that we can be better for everybody, for our kids, for our wife, for our husband, for our workplace, whatever talent we've been given as far as job and life, that we can do that to the best of our ability, and just to have a high quality of life. Because not that it's guaranteed to have that kind of high quality of life, but what is guaranteed is the freedom to make your own choices. That was given to you for free as well. And the greatest gift we have, really, or the greatest ability we have, is the power to choose. And we need to choose wisely every single day. And that's what we want to help you do. That's why we're here on this show, is to help you make better choices so your life can be better, so you can be empowered, so you can be equipped, and you can be educated. That's the goal, and that's what we want to do. So we're hoping that we do that for you each and every day. Check us out. We've got the new email newsletter coming out, and you can join that. Costs you absolutely nothing. It's free. We protect your privacy, of course. There's going to be great experts that will be sharing their opinion on that newsletter and just great information. So I want to encourage you to get on that as soon as possible. Carl, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Well, sir, I was helping a roofer do a chair off, and I was down on the ground doing the pickup of the trash, you know, and I stepped on a nail, old nail, and it went up through my boot, up in the my big toe on my left foot. And I thought maybe I just had a rock or a piece of twig in there, so I kept on working. Well, it worked its way right up through the center of the bone, and it was about a month ago. It was about 20 degrees out, and I couldn't feel what all the damage it was doing. But it's, I've been taking care of it since then. But it's, when I get up from leaving it propped up all night, I get up and it just kind of blows up and gets red and achy and feels like the bones on top of my foot are got run over by a car or something. And,
my goodness.
I was wondering if there was something that I could do to make sure I'm getting all the infection out. But the doctor gave me, looks like a pad of cardboard plate. And I would put those patches on there, but I'm still oozing and bleeding, you know, after I soak it in hot water and Epsom salt or the antibiotic dish soap, and then I go to bed and let it dry out all night, and then put my bandages on in the morning so I can get around and do something. I got your book, and I've been doing my cod liver oil and trying to eat right, but I didn't really find a section that covered that.
Yeah, we don't have a section there about a nail going through the boot into the foot.
If you got a phone number I can send a picture to, I could do that.
That's okay. We could throw it up on Twitter. That's what we'll do. I'll tell you what. The deal is, so you had the nail go through your boot into your foot. You said you went to the doctor. Did they give you shots or did they give you antibiotics? Surely they did.
Yeah, the first day I went in later, and they gave me an intravenous antibiotic, and they gave me a tetanus shot. And
yeah, good. Okay.
Started me on some antibiotics, but I usually heal real fast. Well, I went to another doctor down here, and he put me on amoxicillin,
vancomycin.
No, it's
amoxicillin,
Clavulanic.
Oh, got it.
And
so they,
they put you on
Augmentin. They put you on antibiotics, and then so you're still oozing. It still hurts, still swollen, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, what he did is he took some small scissors, real sharp, cut down the middle of my toenail down to the bone, and then he went through the hole where it put in the bottom, stuck a stick right up to my toe. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably to get any sock or maybe anything that was, and he pulled out a couple hunks of, that looked like flesh to me, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I've been putting those little pads on, but I don't think they're, you know, it had silver or some kind of metals in it, supposed to all peel the bone. And, when I put those on, they just get all saggy and I don't know if they're doing much good.
Yeah, that's probably gonna be your best way to go. I mean, there's really nothing else to do at that point if he's already cleaned it out and they've already cleaned everything up with the antibiotics and whatnot. So I mean, the infection should be covered. That's why they went aggressively with all of that. So if you've already had all that done, you just got to wait for the process. And the challenge is that with something like a foot and even a hand, the healing time sometimes can be a little bit longer and more painful. It's not really we have nerve endings pretty much everywhere. So it's not really an old wives' tale to say, oh, there's more nerve endings in the toes and the fingers. It's just that they are sensitive because you remember you've got different sensory neurological nerve receptors. Okay. That's the best way to put it. So they were designed, your feet and your fingers and all that were designed to be able to have this, what we call proprioception, so they can actually touch and they can feel. And because of that, that's why it hurts a little bit more, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer to heal. And you're feeling the healing process more than if, say, it was a gash or cut in the middle of your forearm or your leg or something like that. You're going to feel it a little bit more. So, I mean, if it's got silver, it's probably got the silver in those little pads. Those are great, by the way. Silver, and I mean, ionic silver, if you want to go get some of that, the health food store, you can look into that. But I mean, those products are great. They're a topical antibiotic naturally, and they can help it heal. And the oozing and all that, it's probably just going to take, work its way out. I mean, you're doing everything nutritionally, which sounds good. Vitamin C sometimes can help too, but that's something you want to talk to your doc about or go to your health food store, and they can help you as well. But it sounds like you're doing everything well. Keep it up, and I'm sure it'll heal in time. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
Have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.